podcast tent, and I got to tell you, I met Nicola Furlong yesterday, and she's a podcaster, and I really, really love what Nicola has to do because she works a lot with books. Hello, Nicola.
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Good. You're from Sydney.
I'm from Sydney.
Nice. I love Sydney. They have a good rock museum there.
Yes, Mineral World. We also have Ocean Discovery Center. We also have a lot of bookstores.
I know. They've got that little tour. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Sydney Booktown.
Yeah, it makes me happy there. So you do a lot of podcasting with authors, which I think is so important. So important because our authors don't get a voice. So how do you find your authors to come into the talk?
Well, I myself am a multi-published mystery author.
Okay.
So my focus is genre writing for the most part, although I've spread out a bit. And my theory was I was always trying to, as an author, find out tips and techniques that would help me improve my writing, help me get published.
Right.
Now that I have been published and I know a lot of authors, I thought it'd be a fun thing to give back.
Right.
So I produce a podcast called The Novel Experience where I interview authors that I know or don't know that are published. And we chit-chat about what it's like to be writing, what they're writing, and they can write a broad variety of fields. And I pull from them, talk to them about what they do to make their writing sing, what they do to, what's good for them, what's difficult for them, and how did they get across that big divide, which is the aspiring writer to the published writer.
That's fantastic. So what is the website again?
It's under NicolaFurlong.com, but it's called the Novel Experience Podcast.
Okay.
You just Google that,
so really
you'll find
check
it.
That out, because I think this is really important for writers out there, and you can be a fiction writer, you can be a nonfiction writer, you can write ebooks, but I think there's going to be a lot of tools and tips that you provide. And also because you're curious, right?
Yes.
You're curious.
So. Well, I as a writer want to improve all the time. So when I find another writer who's done really well, a suspense writer, a mystery writer, a romance writer, it doesn't matter, a sci-fi writer, how do they do dialogue? What do they use to make their characters seem? How do they develop a character that I care about immediately?
Yeah.
What are their tips? How do they come to this? I mean, it's not osmosis. Pick it up.
How do they get, this is what I don't know about you writers, right? Writers, singers, I don't get this. How does it go in your head to that other medium? How do you guys do that?
I'm probably different for every writer out there. It's with the process of how you take the images, the ideas, the characters in your head, and you write them for words. Because that's what we work in. Other people work in different mediums, painters on paint, and singers with song, but we work with words.
It's an art. And I really think that I'll fight the fight for our arts.
Yes.
As a community, as Canada, as North America, we need to support our artists.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
And so what you're doing is supporting our artists, and I admire you for that.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy doing it. People are really terrific about being guests, I guess, as you have your own podcast here, so you know what it's like to have people come in and be enthusiastic and entertaining and be entertained themselves, and that's the whole process.
Yeah. And then, in turn, they're able to use that for any of their social media channels and spread the word about that. And also that people get to hear the person behind the words, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a really beautiful thing, too. So how long have you been running your podcast?
I've been running the podcast for a couple of years.
Okay.
And I've been writing for about 16, 17 years.
Right. I really want to read your book.
I've got a number of them. Thank you.
Do you? A few, hey?
Yeah.
Your name is so familiar.
Really?
So I got to figure that out. So there's a new sort of trend lately of the 100-mile reading.
Yeah.
And last year I started this thing. I said, I'm only going to read off the island.
Oh, cool.
And so I've been really working on that. It is hard because I got into the Hunger Games and blah, blah, blah.
That took you away.
Well, not too long, but my kids reading it and enjoying that. But,
okay.
But there's lots of great books out there. But art, I tell you, there's something inspirational about being on this part of the land. Something that makes, again, as you say, makes people sing. Like, makes the words sing, makes their hearts sing, and makes things come out differently. Mm-hmm. And there's an inspiration behind that. And I think if we can celebrate that with people, that's a really important gift.
I think so. And I think the island where we live is a beautiful place. And I think that really inspires people and it imbues in their words. You can't live in a place like this and not be in awe of it.
Yes.
And not be enthusiastic and happy and sad and entertain emotions all over the place because it's so spectacular. There's so many cool things happening here. The look is so beautiful. The climate is so wonderful.
Yeah.
We're really fortunate. And I think a lot of people take that and use it as part of their emotion for when they're
producing
their
writing. And the rain makes you stay in and write.
Yeah, it's hard.
Exactly. So when you're doing your podcast, what software system are you using?
Well, I did a multimedia online book, a story, a few years ago, and I used GarageBand as part of it. So I use GarageBand, the audio part of GarageBand, to produce my podcast, and I talk to my people over the phone.
Right.
I don't necessarily see them in person.
Yes.
And then I cut and edit, and I add little bits and pieces. And it's part promotional for my own mystery writing, my own books, and my own primer on how to write a mystery, as well as promotion for them, for their books, as well as mostly giving, we hope, a lot of takeaway for the writer out there who wants to get published.
So ultimately, I mean, we know that we're giving back, but we also have to take care of ourselves as our business. And that's what you're doing, but you're doing it in a unique and helpful way.
Thank you.
So, and I think that's what I want people to take away from this, is that, yes, you will be talking about other people doing things, but it always comes back and always will. And I think you have to embrace that and go with that. So, so do you have any tips for wannabe podcasters out there?
Ooh, that's a good question, Kim. I would say the one tip is give it a shot. I mean, here you are, you and I were sitting in a tent. We're using a very simple software program that you're using, pretty low tech, and yet you're going to be able to produce this, and it can go all over the world if it wants to. Yeah. Lots of people can hear it and listen to it and learn from it and enjoy it, and probably almost anybody can do it. That's the funny thing. It's really not that hard.
And it's and what I'm using is Audioboo, and blessings to Audioboo, but you can do a five-minute get audiobook, sign up, and you get 5 minutes for – not 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Things all for as long as you want for
free. Right. Yeah.
You can upgrade, but – you know, you can keep your chats to under 5 minutes. You're good to go. It's an option. And it's not going to cost you anything. A headset.
Yep.
And away you go.
And I think, as you have, enthusiasm and curiosity for people.
Yes.
And wanting to find out what makes people tick. And that, if you do that, if you like that, then podcast, why not? You got to give it a shot. Everything is, everybody can do something these days, especially with Google. You can Google it and say, what's the easiest audio system around there? You'll find out your audio booths will probably pop up.
Yeah. Which has been really interesting for me. Being in the tent, because last year we had a huge podcasting system, which was fantastic, but this year I really scaled it down and made it as simple as I can, and I love teaching people that they can do it.
Yeah.
And they got a takeaway for them was, I'm going to go home and try that. And I'm thinking, you can.
Yeah.
You absolutely can. And I want people not to be afraid of technology. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is a tool, but you are also the one that gets to be in power of that.
Yeah, and I just love the idea that it's almost like radio.
Yeah,
I love radio. I've always loved radio. I love radio drama. I love interviews with people. Radio can be, and podcasts can be heard in so many different formats now.
Yes.
You can be out on your bike. You can be out on the beach. You can be at home in your backyard.
Yeah.
You can be listening to podcasts, learning, enjoying.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous opportunity that you wouldn't have had before. You can't be a radio station. Now you can. Your own little radio station.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And that's what I've been doing all weekend with podcasts.
Yeah.
It is my own radio station. And I am just blessed, I got to tell you. So, Nicola, I'm so glad that you came and had a visit with me and that we were able to chat and connect and that I got a chance to talk to you today. Because
Me too.
I'm glad. I'm really, really pleased to have made this connection. Talk more about podcasting. But more importantly, books. You know, I am a book lover.
Right.
And I don't know how many books I have wrapped around me. Oh, do you want to see my new toy I got yesterday
from
somebody?
Yes, I want
to see. I gotta reach for that. Look at that.
Memory Challenge Book Lovers. Classic Stories, New Adventure. Oh, sounds better.